Hey, what is up, ladies and gentlemen? I'm your first host, Chris Abate, and you are now listening to the best podcast in the world, Be Inspired with Chris and Jesse. Jesse, how are you doing today, man?
I'm good. I just got out of class. I just ate lunch. It's Friday. I got paid today. This is exciting. It's a good day.
That's both of us, man. Payday's the best day!
Yeah, well, I mean, then I had to pay bills, and then it got sad after that. But it's fine, because I'm probably going to go pick up a new video game soon. You know, that's always a good time.
What game? For real, what game?
We Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm in the mood.
Oh yeah?
Yep.
Bet.
Yeah, you're right.
What is I've never actually played that game. Is it good?
I played the first one. It came out a long time ago. Eight years ago.
To Star Wars?
In a Western world far, far away. No, it's yeah, I don't know. It's 8 years old, but the sequel just came out like last month ago, and I want to pick it up. So
nice, dude. Cream pie. That's pretty cool, though, dude.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I don't really play too many. I need to start again. I like video games, and I stopped as soon as my membership expired for like that Xbox. I don't know what it is that like. What is it called when you can just
Game
play
Pass
a bunch
or
of
whatever?
Games? Yeah, yeah. As soon as that expired, I stopped. Like, we used to play, remember, we used to play freaking Rocket League every day. And
oh, yeah,
I
that was a grand time.
Yeah, well, as soon as that expired, I was like, no, I'm not playing no more. I'm bored.
I love playing games with, like, a super deep campaign. Like, those are always a good time. I love a good story.
Yeah, well, I want to get the new Black Ops 4. That's, like, something that I'm looking to get.
Yeah. I'm not really there yet. Maybe eventually, but not right now. I don't know.
When I was a kid, like as a child, that's what I was really into is video games. And actually, guys, on today's topic, that's what we're going to be talking about.
You stole my thunder. I hate you.
On today's,
I was gonna say that. I'd be like, I got more stories about our childhood, but then you took what I was gonna say,
yeah.
And then you selfishly. Stole my thunder.
Dude,
thank you. It's fine.
I'm so freaking sorry.
Oh, man. This podcast feels a lot more natural today than usual. I like it. There's a lot of energy today, you know? It's like I just feel it in the air, and I feel it within myself, and it's a good day. I don't know. It just feels like a solid day, giving the people what they want. Well, on today's episode, we will be talking about our backgrounds more, kind of getting deeper into our personal lives, blah blah blah, all that good stuff. So yeah, Chris, you are the older and wiser, so I'll let you start.
So it all started out of the womb, September 1st, 1994.
Oh my god, your birthday was like 3 months ago. Happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you, dude. Thank you. Where's my gift?
You're printing it out today. It's your plane ticket to come see me in a month and a half.
Oh yeah, I forgot. But anyways, no, so yeah, as Jesse said, today's topic, we're going to be talking about our childhood, talking about our high school life, even our middle school life or elementary school, it doesn't really matter. Basically, just everything from the past and to now, and what motivated us to kind of get into the position where we are today and just keep moving forward with it.
So I was born on October 22nd, 1998, in the city of Pensacola, Florida, the western gate to the Sunshine State. The city of Five Flags, the 850, you know, in the other side of Florida where I currently live. I have obviously have parents, and I have two older sisters named Tony and Jennifer, and they are the goats, the greatest of all times. They're super supportive of me and everything that I do, and they're great. They're in their 30s. They're both married and moved out. One of them has two kids, one on the way, and my other sister is currently pregnant and having a child, and I think the baby is due in like 6 months from now, so that's exciting. I wouldn't say I grew up super rich or whatever, but I definitely wasn't. I didn't grow up struggling, and I was comfortable relatively through most of my life. I was spoiled in different ways, but for some reason I never took value of a dollar. I didn't never take it for granted for some reason, which is really nice. I grew up in a nice city called Gulf Breeze, Florida, and I went to Oriel Beach Elementary School. That was a super cool experience. I had a great childhood. I had a bunch of childhood friends that basically my childhood was like the sand lot. So we would always go to each other's houses in the neighborhood, and we'd go play sports in everybody's front yards, whether it be baseball, football, airsoft, We would go out into the woods behind our friends' houses and have, because I live in Florida, there's no snow around here. We had this place that we called the ditch, this big, long ditch behind our friend's house. And we would go play sandball fights together all the time and do stuff like that. So I was always active. I was always outside. And then eventually I started kind of getting into video games. But that was a little, I started playing video games before all that nonsense, before I met all my friends. Because that was usually, that was around like first, second, third grade. I've always been an active gamer. Chris, do you remember what your first game system was in your first game?
My first game system was, I would have to say a PS1. I don't remember my first game though. I think it was a race car game, to be honest.
My first game was, it was Grand Theft Auto 3 on the PS2 as a 5-year-old. But see, my older sister wanted to play too. So, which is why, cause my dad was like, I'm not getting y'all both something. So just make a decision. So we did. And yeah, my first game was Grand Theft Auto 3. So my brain was severely corrupted from a small, from a young age. But
yeah, no, I remember, dude, that's hilarious that you say that, because I remember that my first system was a PS1. I'm pretty sure it was like a VR race car game. You know, like for the PS1, they used to have like those steering wheels and then the pedal and stuff. They used to get that, and it was like the big thing back then.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Out of brain fart. Yeah, I know what you mean. I've played one of those before. That's a different ball game. Those are hard, but they're still fun.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure that was my first game. My dad bought it for me, and he bought me the PlayStation 1 because I was obsessed with video games. And I'm not too much right now, but I was obsessed my whole life about video games, and that was the first one. And then I got into Grand Theft Auto, and that really changed up the game.
Right. So. In elementary school, that was a good time. I was always hanging out with my friends and, you know, just going to school, whatever. When I was younger, my sisters were in high school. I had like three moms because my dad is a merchant marine officer. So he was in another country for most of my childhood and he'd be gone for long periods of time. So if my mom went back to school after she had me. So she was like working late and going to school late. So my sisters were taking care of me a lot. And that was a lot of fun because they were in high school. So they were always like going to work and stuff like that. And they would take me with them. And like I was always busy. I was always occupied, which was good. That was a lot of fun. I wouldn't change my childhood for the world. I loved it. I loved every second of it. It was awesome. After middle school started, things were kind of the same. And then also I started kind of growing in different friend groups and doing other things. Eventually, some of my best friends that were I was always good friends with, we kind of dwindled off a little bit. And then some reconciled with others. Like I remember in seventh grade. So when I was younger, my sister had her best friend named Tyler. Or no, her best friend, his name was Sarah. Her name was Sarah. And Sarah had a little brother named Tyler. And Tyler's mom and my mom were pregnant with both of us at the same time. I'm a couple months older than Tyler, but so in seventh grade, Tyler and I, we used to hang out when we were little, but in seventh grade, we were hanging out and we realized like, hey, don't you have a sister named Sarah? Hey, don't you have a sister named Tony? And we realized that we were like best friends from birth practically. Him and I started hanging out a lot more and we still hang out. He's still one of my best friends today. I just saw him back when I was back home over Thanksgiving and we talk almost every day. So that's really cool. It's always good to have friends that last you through life and whatnot. High school was a good time. I was an ROTC in high school. I didn't really play any sports. I kind of stuck to myself. A lot of fitness, martial arts, surfing, basically anything that I did. If it was a sport, it was a sport that's meant for one person when you're only competing against yourself. I was never really into team sports. I used to play baseball growing up. That's another thing. My parents kind of forced me into it, which is part of the reason why I didn't like want to do it anymore, because my dad was a really good baseball player back when he was my age. And I think that's part of the reason why they wanted me to do it. But I was never really into it. My heart was never really into it. And I didn't really like it. So I stopped. Freshman year, I figured out what powerlifting was and I fell in love with that. Now I continue to powerlift to this day. I had a girlfriend from middle school that I was dating into high school and we dated for 3 years, almost 3 years. So that was a good relationship. It didn't end the best, but it was whatever. You know, we're young. So right now I'm in a current relationship with my girlfriend, Jessie. We've been dating for 4 years and 4 months and like 6 days if I'm looking at a calendar.
Wait, your girlfriend has the same name as you?
Yeah, she has the same. Her name's Jessica, but we call her Jessie. So yeah, her name is my name. Oh, okay. Crazy, right?
Jessie's girl and Jessie. Yep.
I hate that song with a passion. It doesn't matter what girlfriend is dating me. I just, especially because her name is Jessie, but that song, I can't stand that song.
I'll have to play you that song.
I swear.
Like, Jessie's girl.
I hate that fucking song.
High school is always, high school was a huge struggle for me. Definitely, probably throughout grade 9 and going to grade 13, because I did stay a year back. After grade 12, I went to 13, and I think 13 was probably the best year because it was just like, finally, okay, school's over. I don't even have to try anymore. Throughout all of high school, it was a huge struggle.
Was it? Like, well, I had a great, my high school, I was that one kid that, like, I had a group of friends in every group, or not necessarily a group of friends, but I had some friends in every group of you know what I mean? Like, in every clique of high school, like, I hung out.
Yeah, that's a whole different perspective from me to you then. Like, I wasn't the popular kid.
Oh, I wasn't the popular kid, but I hung out with them occasionally, but I also hung out with the nerds, and I also hung out with, you know, I was just kind of friends with everybody. I was that one guy that, like, wasn't really everybody's great friend, but I was still, like, dabbled in everybody's whatever. I feel like I would describe myself as that. I wasn't necessarily completely popular, but I always had, like, a really close group of friends in high school, and most of them I still talk to now, which is cool. I graduated high school in May 2017. I had a gap semester, so all I did for 7 or 8 months was I was stuck in my hometown, and I was just washing dishes and doing construction. My first job was, I worked at a Firehouse Subs. Yeah, wow, this episode, just, like, talking to you guys about this is super self-reflecting. This is interesting. This is a good topic. I like it. One of my best friends from high school, his dad is a plumber. So he was like, hey, I can get you a job for $10 an hour. So I kind of started working with him a lot, making some good money. So I was doing new plumbing construction, which I still continue to do whenever I'm back in Pensacola, because he just lets me go and help him out, which is super nice. Like I said, I didn't get into my school that I'm in now for the fall of 2017. I got in for the spring of 2018. So I had a semester off. All I did was kind of put my head down, and I was working like 60, 70 hours a week. So that was really cool. Well, it wasn't cool. I'll tell you about it. It drove me nuts because I was like just stuck in my hometown working like 70 hours a week. Like, my girlfriend already went away to school, so we were doing long distance thing, and we still do the long distance thing, but at the time it sucked. It felt like everybody left me. Some of my best friends joined the military, so they were shipped off and gone, and things change and all that stuff. When I first moved to college, that was a transition that I was trying to figure out. You know, you learn a lot about yourself and what you want to do and what your interests are, and you play the figuring life out game, the game of life. You play the game of life. How about that? How I'm just working hard. Right now I work at Chipotle. I'm a cook at a Chipotle in my area, and I deliver cookies on the weekends as another job, as a little side hustle. You know, everybody's got one of those. So that's what I'm doing now. And after I got out of ROTC, I've realized that even from different things in my life, from my past, I've had people tell me you should be a comedian, or like, I've always dabbled in a lot of different creative arts, but I haven't necessarily completely stuck to one thing or figured out what it is exactly that I want to do. I'm still struggling with finding exactly what it is that I want to do, but I know in due time I'll figure it out, which is fine because that's life. But now I'm in college, and
everybody, everybody's like that. There's not really much that you can do at your age. There's not really much you can really say. You haven't really lived enough to actually say, this is what I want to do. It's really, I've said before, you got to find your niche and what you actually enjoy and what you want to do as your lifetime passion. As like you said, you love podcasting, and that's definitely a passion of yours as of now. And same with making YouTube videos. You haven't started yet, but I'm sure once you start, that'll be another passion of yours. So you'll have two.
Yeah, exactly. I just haven't quite figured it all out, but it's fine.
Stuff like this is way harder than just walking into a Subway and applying for a job and then getting paid that way. Trying to become an influencer and a public figure, being your own boss as an entrepreneur, it's a lot harder, and it's a huge process rather than typing up a resume and going into a McDonald's and just getting an interview on the spot, and then there you go, you're making $10.50 an hour.
Yeah, and that wasn't necessarily the point I was trying to make, and I get what you're saying.
No, I know your point. I know exactly your point. I'm just trying to explain. Your dreams and goals are bigger than just that.
Yeah, they are. And it sucks because, like, there's so many things that I want to do before I die that
I feel like we have the exact same mind. Like, we don't want to have to struggle and have to get paid minimum wage and have to work a 9-to-5. We want to do bigger and better and not live on a standard. We want to actually, like, grow more and be successful in life where we're making lots rather than just making, you know, 20,000-30,000 a year. Like, who wants to live off of that? You know what I mean?
Like, I was talking to my girlfriend about it, and she's like, yeah, you've kind of developed this whole starving artist thing about, like, entrepreneurship. And I'm like, I know, because, like, I just want to do something that helps people and it influences people. But I mean, if I had to list all the things that I want to do right now off the top of my head, actually, I'm going to keep my goals to myself, kind of. But there's like 10 different things that I want to accomplish before I die that are like years in the making of work to do, which kind of terrifies me because I don't really know how to start. But
yeah, you're 20. You got so many years ahead of you, dude. Like, don't stress it right now. You're good. You're okay. between me and you and our stories, if you ever listen to like a bunch of like the big name celebrities or big name authors or anything like that, they all talk about the same thing. They all say, this is how I started. I went to school like this. I grew up like this. I went to this job, that job, and this is the end where I am now.
Yeah. And I mean, there's so many more details that I just don't feel necessary to expose yet. I'm sure I will eventually, but not right now.
No, that was a good story though. Even though you've explained yourself multiple times, I didn't actually know that was how you grew up in your life.
Yeah, and like I said, like I'll tell you more off the air.
Me growing up, I would have to say as a child, like wasn't not poor at all. Like my family and my parents were a decent amount of wealth, not rich, but they had a decent amount of wealth. We grew up in a really nice neighborhood in a really big house. Majority of my childhood was I tried to stay active. I tried to be outdoors, but I was too shy to make friends. My parents would be like, hey, go outside and do something. Go enjoy the day or go do something. I'd be stuck inside like playing video games or on the computer or just doing something that I shouldn't have been doing and I should have been doing more. Going to school, I didn't really have a lot of friends. People would make fun of me because I was overweight. So they would always criticize how I was overweight, I was obese, so then I would be made fun of and I would just kind of just stick to myself. I had like that one friend that I would talk to here and there, but it wasn't really like a set friend. It was just like someone like, hey, let's hang out after school so then people don't see me with you. That way, you know, they won't make fun of me as well. It was just so weird the way I grew up. People thought because I was overweight, they had to have an excuse to really like make fun of me. So like kind of all through elementary school was the same thing. I wasn't really into sports. School, definitely not. I was not good at. I think the best thing that I was good at in high school would have had to have been the gym. Like my gym education was really good. I had like 80s and 90s in gym as of grade 11 and 12 and then so on 13. But overall, elementary school going into high school, my education wasn't so good. I would have to say it was probably at around like just enough to pass.
Yeah, I was the same way. Like, I wasn't ever a super strong student, but I never really, I wouldn't say I was a little more than good. I wasn't like excellent. I didn't have like straight A's, but I never really like failed classes or anything like that. What is grade 13? So is your high school in Canada, is that like, is it 6 grades in high school?
As if you don't want to graduate that year and you want to stay another year, so that way you can just kind of figure out what you're doing, and if you just want to stay in school to do like another course or another class just to do it, you can go into another year.
So that's optional?
Yeah, it's optional. Like you don't have to, you just can. I just did it just so then maybe I could stay in and kind of figure out. Like I had no idea. As a teenager and even 2 years ago from now, I had no idea that I wanted to be a YouTuber. I wanted to do podcasting, be an influencer, be an entrepreneur. I didn't have any of that ideas in my head until like the past year and a half, where it just kind of stuck with me. And then now it's just something that I think about every day. I didn't get my first job until I was 18, 19, I believe. I think I was 18 when I got my first job. And that was at XS Cargo. Was just like kind of like a retailer place, just going in and selling electronics, selling vacuums, and just like a bunch of like weird stuff. It was kind of like a warehouse filled with a bunch of crap that they just wanted to sell. That was my first job, didn't work out. I think I got fired after like the first couple months. And then I had another job, and that was, I think my second job was Subway. I spent hours and hours and hours on the computer trying to be a sandwich artist. It literally was just telling you how to build a sandwich. Like it was probably the dumbest and most waste of time I've ever had. But I did that. I think I was there for 2 months and then they let me go again because I wasn't a fast enough worker.
Yeah, I got fired from Firehouse, which is funny to say.
After that, my mom actually, she's been into fitness her whole entire life. Like, she's not like a fit person, but she knows a lot about like the health and wellness industry. Like, she had her own business. I think she had her own business for 20 years. It was called Herbal Magic. You have your clients go and you basically sell programs, you help lose weight, all that good stuff. I'm not going to explain it all. She had to shut it down because she wasn't making the money that she wanted to after the 20 years. So then she opened up another gym and it was called a T-Zone. And I started working with her until it closed actually for like two and a half years I was working with her. That worked out really. I liked that job. That was fun because I actually liked working with people. Working with my mom, it was okay. I mean, we fought here and there, but at the same time, it was still cool because it was a gym. And that was throughout high school as well. High school definitely was probably the hardest times of my life, only because first off, I wasn't good at school. Second, I was made fun of throughout grade 9 to 12. And third, I didn't really have much friends. Like, I had a couple all right friends. We hang out in school, but outside of school, like, we don't. My best friend throughout my childhood to high school and out was probably my cousin. He was probably the only one that I really cared about hanging out. To this day, I really don't give a shit too much about how it all went, because at the end of the day, like, I'm happier than I am than I was then. Getting older and realizing more, it's just like, I see those people that used to make fun of me, and I see those people that used to be like, you're fat, you're never gonna get anywhere. Look at you. It's like, you're still working that part-time job and you're 25 years old and you haven't done nothing with your life. And you told me I wasn't gonna do nothing with my life when I am doing something with my life. I'm building an empire. Where you're sitting on your ass, still fucking eating candy off the floor, doing nothing. Those people that would always like pick a fight with me in high school because for no reason, literally, like, I would look at somebody the wrong way and they'd be like, let's fight. Like, that's how my high school would go.
That's weird. No, that never really happened.
It's just weird because I would be like, okay, you want to pick a fight with me? And now I would literally fucking kill you. Like, you'd be done in a heartbeat.
All that boxing.
I guess I kind of explained my childhood as bad, and it wasn't bad because I did travel a lot. I did a lot of traveling as a child. I mean, I visited a lot of family as a kid. I had a lot of good times as a child. Like, we did tons of stuff with my family and the friends that I had. We did a lot of stuff. My cousins, we did a ton of stuff. Majority, it was like a lot of basketball. I played a lot of basketball as a kid. That was like my active in a way. But otherwise, I played a lot of Xbox. My mom actually, one time she came in the room, sat down with me and was like, okay, why are you in here all day, every day? What is this screen and this system doing for you? Like, show me what it is that's so fun that you have to sit in here every day. And I'd be like, I don't know. Like, I like talking because one of the reasons why I really like playing Xbox is because I could actually talk and socialize with people, where I couldn't do that outside of, I guess you could say, the Xbox world, because I didn't really have many friends. So it's like, I made a lot of friends on Xbox and I could talk. People actually, you know, wanted to talk to me and play video games with me. So I was like, damn, this is fun. Like,
I wish my parents would have been like, why are you so intrigued to play video games? They didn't care. They were like, yeah, go outside and go do something productive.
Yeah, well, they wanted me to do that. They were like, go, like, why don't you ever go outside and do something? And I did. I mean, like I said, I played basketball with my cousin a lot. We biked a lot to the stores. We went on the trampoline and wrestled a lot. We actually did a lot of filming on the trampoline. We would, like, wrestle animals, stuffed animals, and, like, do weird stuff with them and just pretend like we were actually in WWE and film each other doing it, which was actually, that was fun. Across from my old house was a really nice park. I would go there and go on the swings and walk along the trail, which was a lot of fun too. My parents didn't give me the entrepreneurship mindset. My mom and dad didn't really want me to do, like, bigger and better. Like, if I could do bigger and better, then do it. But it's just like, anybody that says they want to become a YouTuber, an influencer, or an entrepreneur, if they haven't done it and they haven't actually experienced that it's possible and it's hard to do, but it's possible, then it's just like, you can't do it because I haven't done it. And if I haven't done it and I haven't experienced it, then you shouldn't be doing that either. That's what my parents had in their mind, is that if I was never been able to follow my dreams and able to do a passion that I've always wanted to do, then it's going to be 10 times harder for you to do that. So I would say, do this instead. And that's kind of how my parents were to me. So, and I mean, I never really, I guess I listened to them then because I was younger, but as I'm growing up now and I realize that I can do my own stuff and I believe what I believe and I love what I love to do. So.
Yeah, my parents weren't very ever, I wouldn't say they didn't push me because they did, but they weren't ever like, they didn't have super extreme expectations of me, and they always wanted me to just do what makes me happy, which is really awesome. But I've never felt like, I guess, pressured to do whatever it is that they did or what have you, which is super awesome. And same thing with, like, politics and religion. They kind of, like, exposed it to me when I was littler. Obviously, I'm an adult and I can have my own opinion, but...
Yeah, I don't bash my parents and I don't bash my family and I don't hate anybody. Definitely don't want my parents or my family or anybody to, you know, tell me that something's a bad idea and I shouldn't be following something that I'd love. Why would you want somebody to be upset and sad about something that could have made them big or something that could have made them something out of themselves. Everything in this world is a huge process. Like, life is not easy and it's not easy to overcome. You go in this world and so you can stand outside for hours. No one's going to hand you $1 million. You got to work for that kind of stuff. And in order to make a lot of money, you got to really grind hard and find what it is that you love to do and just work for it. Like I was saying earlier, anybody can just walk into a McDonald's and hand in a resume and get an interview, a job interview, and work that, you know, then that's okay. You can do that. But in the meantime, you know, find something that's going to make you very successful in life. And I feel like everybody should be, I mean, obviously not everybody, but like your family definitely should be on your side and say, do it and do it now while you're young, not follow my footsteps because I have an idea. And definitely when I started that was one of the first things that they were like, nah, when I started the YouTube channel, My mom was like, is that going to make you money? Or my same thing with my dad, is that going to make you money? I mean, right now it's not, but I mean, it's getting better. My YouTube channel is getting more views, subscriber counts going up. And yes, it's only been a year. It doesn't take a year to build a fucking empire. It takes a while. It takes like, it's just like, go and try to build the tallest.
Is that what you're trying to do? You're building an empire?
What's that?
You're trying to build an empire? I'm glad I subscribed.
Try to build Dubai's biggest tower in 1 year. Let's see how that works. Try to build something. Try to build a huge brand in 1 year. Like, try to go. How long do you think Nike built their brand? Do you think it took them 2 months, a year? Like, that? No, that brand probably took them several years to build and make their brand what it is today. That's how long it's going to take for, you know, successful people. And same with me. Like, it's going to take a couple, like, years to, you know, build a brand and all that stuff. It's just, it's a process and you got to really trust it. Work your ass off.
Yeah, just for references, because I Googled it. It took 5 years to build the Burj Khalifa in Dubai.
Exactly.
I was curious. So I was
everything is a huge process. And that's what I would love to do one day, is like, even me and you for these podcasts, I want both of us to like one day go on stage and just be like inspiring people. And kind of tell like the lifestyle that we came from to, you know, how big we're going to become. Or when we stand on stage one day, big we did come. A lot of people do podcasts. A lot of people make YouTube videos. The part of it is all about doing it different.
I feel like times have changed in terms of content creators. And I feel like content creators now, they help each other more than anything. Rather than, I feel like 10, 15, 20 years ago, it was more of like a competition, who can be the best or whatever, you know? So I feel like that's, the times have definitely changed in terms of that. And that's a really cool thing to see.
The process is definitely hard. It's people like us that actually have the motivation and dedication to keep going rather than just quitting after a couple months or even like a couple days, which normal people quit. I was reading online that majority of the podcasts actually fail after 7 episodes.
What episode is this? 6?
This is the seventh. This will be our 7th episode after I upload it.
Okay.
After this, bye, Jesse. Coming from the person I was 10, 15 years ago as a child to now, way different. I mean, I wouldn't even know myself then. I would be like, who's this kid? Like, who am I now? I don't even know him.
I don't think I've ever changed too much. I've been the same person that I usually have been like throughout my life. I haven't had anything significant that's really like changed me as a person, I would say, and I'm very grateful for that, which sucks because like there's things I definitely want to change as I am as a person, but I think like my personality, there are things that I do as a person, but I think like my personality overall hasn't really changed too much since I've been a child or since I was littler. I'm still in real life, I'm pretty obnoxious and all that good stuff, but
when I was 12 or no 13 I think no I th- actually we're going back into like grade 7 here, so I think I was 11 or 12 and I wanted to be an actor. I actually went to acting school for a little bit. Well, not school, it was a, I don't know what it was, I think it was a camp. It was like $100 for 3 months or $100 for 2 months, I don't remember, and I paid for that, did it, really enjoyed it, and then I never went back, which I feel like I should have. But me and one of my good friends, we're not friends now, but we were really good friends. We went to the acting school. We did it, enjoyed it, and never really went back.
Really? Why not?
I don't know. I should have, but I don't know. And I still want to get into acting. I would love to be an actor in movies or TV shows one day and do that because I am a good actor. I can act a lot of things. And I've done acting even outside of just like the YouTube part. I've acted in like YouTube videos, like the Black Friday one that I did. It was like an acting video. And then, I've done a couple other ones, but yeah, like I don't know why I never went back. I just didn't, I don't know. Maybe my parents didn't want to pay for it. I don't know.
I found myself doing that, but then like I come back later towards certain things, or like certain things in my life have found their way back to me.
Everything really happens for a reason at the end of the day. Like people can say what they want, but everything falls back and happens for a reason. Like for me, the longest job I had was working for my mom. And I think that's the reason why I didn't get laid off, is because I was with her. But like, even if I worked my ass off and I thought I was like doing my best job, like even at Subway, I was like, I was making the sandwiches. I thought I was doing good. And then they're like, oh, you're not working fast enough. We have to let you go. I was like, okay. And then working another job, stocking shelves, I did actually do one, I think it was Shoppers Drug Mart, doing that. And it's just like, oh, you're not facing these properly. I mean, it was the dumbest excuse. We have to let you go. And I'm like, what? Okay, whatever. I guess you let me go for that for no reason. Since then, like, I've been working on what I've been doing, working on crushing my freaking goals and dreams. So I'm happy that, you know, none of that stuff ended up, because if I didn't get laid off, I would still probably be there and stocking shelves.
I mean, you always need a side hustle. I feel like YouTube would have been a solid side hustle.
It's not that, but it's just like, it's so hard to really, for me, it's very hard to focus on a bunch of things. Like I have to focus and really be demanding on one or two things, like the podcast, YouTube. I'm focusing on these two right now. And if I was like to go do like a full time, like say stocking, it's just very hard for me to do like some other things. So right now, like doing personal training on the side and making money like that, like I like to do that. So it's easier for me to, you know, focus on these things.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that comes with college, is you kind of learn how to balance yourself out. I think that might have been part of the reason why I decided to not go to fulfill like going into the military, because it wasn't what I wanted to do at the time. And I just had to let something go in order to kind of complete my balance of everything. So I know what you mean. That makes a good point.
Yeah. But no, you're right. Everybody does need a side hustle. Everybody has to make money somehow, even if it's not something they enjoy, just do it anyway, make the money, and then just still work on what you love. And at the end of the day, just keep grinding and you'll get it. Everyone will be successful if they just work for it. It's a process, but it's also a game at the same time.
Oh yeah. But that's the beauty of it. The process is what's the best part, not necessarily the end goal, in my opinion. Are we ready for the motivational quote of the day?
Go. I want to hear. The book is open. The book is closed. Yeah, go ahead.
The book is open. Today's motivational quote is, develop this life while doing pull-ups is like photography. We develop from the negatives. Resist on the way down to build strength. The book is closed. The book is spoken.
Why'd it take you so long to close the book?
Because I was trying to, that was like, I had to visualize the picture and read it, and it wasn't connecting. It was weird to explain. Waiting.
I was like, okay, I told you.
Because I almost repeated myself, but I was like, that was just an awkward quote. It made sense, but like it doesn't make sense if you read it out loud versus reading it yourself, is what I was trying to say. That's fine.
Without further ado, thanks for listening to Be Inspired with Chris and Jesse. Again, my name is Chris. If you liked our show and want to know more, please check out our previous podcast on SoundCloud. Also, all of these episodes that you're going to be listening to will be available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play coming very soon. Leave us a like and or a review to let us know what you thought. You can follow me also on Instagram at cj.abate, and then subscribe to my YouTube channel, just my name, Chris Abate. Also, you can follow me on Snapchat at kidabate.
Wait, your YouTube channel is Chris Abate now?
Yeah, I told you. I changed the name from Abate TV to Chris Abate.
Oh wow, I didn't know that. I thought you didn't tell me that. Anyway, as always, you can follow me on Instagram at jessieg1022, and stay tuned for my YouTube channel coming soon.
And as always, make sure to join us on next week's show for the latest and greatest inspiration and motivation. Yeah, I can never ever find the right words, and there's no way this is real life. There's no telling you're the right girl, so I can only say that it feels right. It feels right. It feels right.